This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
6 minutes past seven for your Monday morning.
And the sun is out, the guns are out. We're very excited to be rising with the sun this morning for your Monday morn.
It is a delightful. And Dean, speaking of things that are delightful, the gorgeous frock got to frock up on Friday. Oh, frock up Friday.
Frock up Friday.
It's actually perfect. And go and do a drag story time. Now, I saw a lot of positive things after the fact on Friday. The community angels got involved. Mm-hmm. What was the day like?
It was so awesome. This was at Merryback Council's drag story time. So it was really brilliant. That's just in Brunswick. And it was a really lovely event. There was like so many kids, so many families. It was pretty cool.
How many? So many. Like estimation.
I lost count.
There was an entire busload.
There were, I think, more than 80.
Wow.
Like, it was a big turnout. It was a big turnout. And seeing all these families come, rainbow knot, like school holidays as well, kids of all different ages and diversities and neurodiversities. I've always got to think of that because I look really loud, but I don't have to speak really loud with the young ones. And this was obviously a story time as well that got a little bit of attention. You know, Herald Sun, who knew that they would do it? But it was so cool. The angels were there and it was so much fun, and they had the librarians organize this very cool thing for the kids to do at the end and to make their own unicorn horns.
Oh my goodness. So, was it a judgeable competition of unicorn horns?
No,
or it was just everyone's
it was just
winner.
Everyone going for it. But you know what blew my mind a little bit? Like, they are really good at coloring in. Like, kid, when I was coloring in, how often would you stick between the lines?
Oh, as a kid, I had to.
But what do you mean?
Like, I couldn't not. If I went out of the lines, I had to start again.
Oh, okay. That was where your brain went.
That's where my brain went.
Like, some kids were just scribbling like crazy on the horn and it was all fine. But I was amazed how young kids were really, like, being very particular. And it was very cool. So it was a whole heap of fun. And I got to read some great stories. And it's always great. The angels bring such an amazing vibe.
Yeah. There looked to be quite a lot of angels. How many angels do you reckon were out the front of the library?
I didn't get to see. So I was brought in. So I didn't actually get to see how many were at the front.
You went
it was
in
a
the
very
secret.
Turnout. But what's pretty awesome about this as well with the Rainbow Community Angels is now, you know, they're growing and more of the community is stepping in and asking how they can help support these events and make sure that young LGBT people or everyone gets to enjoy events that are for everybody. And we had the youngest angel, in fact, who is, I believe, either turning or 11 years old out the front, you know, doing their bit to help protect and keep spaces safe for everyone. So that's pretty exciting.
So good. Love hearing about the positive joy out in the community. Who cares about the haters? No, we do care about the haters, but we don't care about them enough to talk about them. So
exactly.
On them.
Big time. Like, literally big time. Coming up, we're going to find out exactly why Rach's booty is sore.
Oof. You're on Joy Brecky.
Joy.
14 past 7 on your Monday morning, and Rach, on the weekend, on Friday, we were talking about weddings and queer weddings and an alternative wedding fair, and you went and checked it out on the weekend.
Yes, gorgeous Renee invited me along. Well, obviously everyone was invited, but she was like, you should come along, bring some business cards. So I rocked up. Oh my gosh. You know how she said the venue is like pastel with lots of plants and stuff?
Yeah.
The colour is everywhere. It's the roof. It's the walls. It's the handrails. Even there was one, like a chain to like section off an area.
Yeah.
Even that was a pastel orange.
So everything just brings a vibe.
Stunning. But as part of the event, there was all sorts of things on offers. There was people doing tarot reading. There were people doing flash tattoos. And
wait, what are flash tattoos?
Yeah, it just means you don't have to book ahead and it comes on a sheet.
Oh,
and
okay.
You go, I want that one.
Not
rather
like
than
a flasher doing a tattoo.
Well, some of the tattoos, if you look on my Instagram, do look like flashes. Yes. Mm-hmm. However, as part of this, they did boot scootin'.
Okay, did you get your boots scootin' on?
Oh, my God, I did.
Okay.
And I sweated. And they were simple dance moves, but I sweated. And today, I have a really sore glute muscle.
Sore in a good way? Like, was this booty curving?
Oh, well, I guess so.
You know, you've got the booty going on.
Yeah, I think it was the, you know how with, like, boot scootin',
what boots
you have
you
to
in?
Slap your feet. I think that's gave my bum a workout.
My lower back probably wouldn't allow me to reach. Even when I was doing the story time, I'm like, head, shoulders, knees and toes. And I'm like, my toe lifting is like very low. No, I'm not reaching those.
Oh, yeah. Getting all the way to your toes is difficult.
So you got the boot scooting on. What boots did you wear?
I wasn't wearing boots at all because I wasn't expecting to dance. So I was literally wearing platform shoes, so no heel, like it literally just like I was wearing a brick on either foot.
Yeah,
it was not conducive to dancing of any kind, but especially boot scooting. That's all about like the way that you move your feet along the ground and stuff. Nah, I did not nail it.
Well, I'm feeling like, okay, at least your glute is sore the next day and you didn't hurt it during it. But also, the way you've described that, all I keep thinking is my poor ankles just wouldn't be able to handle it.
Do you know what? I feel like we need to get the boot scooters on breakfast.
Boot scooting breakfast.
And so they can teach us how to do some boot scooting on air. Because all of the things that they say is really simple. So you could do it along with us at home.
And it's like a nice, easy workout for your morning.
It is.
And that's much, I like the sound of that more than like getting on an exercise bike or something.
Yeah. And I really, really loved, I need to give a shout out to the instructor, Glenn, who came up and they were like, oh, my real name is blah, but when I'm boot scooting, I'm Glenn. And we're like, all right, Glenn, let's do this.
Let's do it. Oh, sounds like so much fun. Even though maybe we need some butt stretches for you this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I might try and touch my toes during the next song.
I don't know. Maybe we can sit
it
on the floor.
You're on Joy Breakfast.
Joy.
It's 20 minutes past 7 for your Monday morning with Rach and Dean.
And yesterday, some news all the way from Adelaide had us shooketh because it turns out the South Australian Tourism Department has made a decree.
Yes. Now, what are they decreeing, Dean?
They have basically said in a press release with a couple of notes just about highlighting some things, school holidays, things to focus on, that they no longer want the Adelaide to be called Radelaide or the City of Churches.
Which it is both.
It is both of those things, so and it has caused quite an uproar.
What do we call it now?
Well, City of Churches, it's been that forever, but I guess they're trying to spice things up. They don't want it to be deemed a certain way. What else would you say it is the city of?
It is the city of Crows versus Port.
It's the city of wine.
Yes.
But more the city of, you know, I can't remember the name of the chocolate shop, but the one that's on like every single corner.
It starts with H. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I know. My brain's not working either.
And I could picture it. Someone will message in.
We could say it's the city of big balls.
Ooh, yes.
I don't know if the tourism place would want that either.
Or bronze pigs.
Oh, see, bronze pigs. Okay. So this we've given some options.
Yeah.
But it's caused a lot of uproar because a lot of people like calling it Radelaide, especially a lot of people from Radelaide. I'm just going to keep saying it.
You need to call it Radelaide. Otherwise, it just becomes what it used to be, which is 15 years behind every other state in the country. And we're talking even Queensland, which is already 10 years behind everyone else.
Well, we're putting the call out for what you think it should be called. We put a message up on the Joy Breakfast Instagram, making a little bit of a poll and got some results. Here's some of the results, Rach. The best city in Australia, how dare they? Routh Radelaide.
Oh, like instead of South.
Yeah, South. Oh, wait, it's, sorry, Routh-Australia.
Routh-Australia.
I got that wrong. Routh-Australia. The city where you can look at people doing it from your hotel room because everything's so high and there's no resistance. And this is from a drag queen in South Australia saying, why not call it Dragalade?
Ooh.
They're just some of the options that have come our way.
What about the city of parks? Because it's surrounded by, like, all the terrace, like North Terrace, South Terrace. East Terrace, West Terrace.
Hayfieverlaid.
Hayfieverlaid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon Hans the German would want to call it Hanselaid.
Oh, Handorfelaid.
Handorfelaid.
Oh, I actually kind of like that, Handorfelaid. Mm-hmm. But the chocolate, Hague's. Hague's chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that's the name.
Yes, Hague's chocolate. You could call it Sadelaide.
There have been quite a few messages incoming in for Sadelaide, a mixture of South Australia or not. JJ has messaged in, and JJ has also sent us a huge amount of suggestions for what we could now call Radelaide, because we need to come up with some other options. So if you reckon you know, why not message in 0427
569949. Or email onair@joy.org.au. What are we renaming Adelaide, the city of what?
Time to step things up.
You're on Joy Breakfast.
Joy.
It's 28 minutes past seven on your Monday morning, and we are renaming Radelaide this morning.
Yeah, we're doing that because the South Australian Tourism Board have, in their press releases, asked that Adelaide no longer be called the City of Churches or Radelaide.
I know, how lame. I know, right? So we're asking for alternatives, and so many alternatives are already coming through.
So Nick just messaged one in saying, you just said how lame, literally wrote lame-a-laid.
Lame-a-laid. It sounds like something you'd spread on your toast, doesn't it?
I know, it is making me lame-a-laid. A little bit hungry. A little Jason sent this message through.
You could call it the City of Snot Block and Pie Floaters.
Okay, very nice. I think it's the city of a very good steak, I'm going to admit, because when I'm there, I do get a really good, rump.
Where?
Oh, no, well, maybe it's also because when I'm doing festivals and things when I'm in Adelaide, so I end up just getting takeaway right food all places. The time, and you just, you got to hunt for it.
It's also been called the City of Cheating Bastards. That's just because two of little Jace's exes are in Adelaide.
Ooh, we've got Dadelaide because I like cruising on all the hot dads.
Yes, Dadelaide, and my baby daddies live in Adelaide, so Dadelaide, that works. The City of Festivals. That's true. Have a lot of festivals, and not as many as Melbourne, though.
But that's true. They don't, not as many as Melbourne, but they do it better in Adelaide. Mm. They like support, show up, step in a massive way. JJ's messaging with Madelaide.
Madelaide.
I feel like that's like very Madeline, like Madeline. Madelaide.
Madelaide. Yeah, but it's a good replacement for Radelaide, like Madelaide. Mm-hmm.
Badelaide was another one as well.
Badelaide.
I feel like it's getting very Mad Max.
Oh, we've been given Ladylaide.
Ladylaide.
That's what she said. Named after Adelaide's biggest export. Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley-aid.
Rhea Ripley-laid. Hang on. This is coming from JJ. Do you know who Rhea Ripley
no
is?
No idea.
All right. I'm looking right now. Rhea Ripley is an Australian professional wrestler.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Adelaide's biggest export. Wrestler.
I reckon Hans, if we've got to do anything. I still reckon Big Balls Late.
Yes, or Handorfer Late.
I don't mind Snot Blocker Late.
The City of Bronze Pigs.
Yeah, I know. There's plenty of options. We need to give Adelaide and South Australia some new suggestions. So why don't you let us know what yours are? Message in on 0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. Shirazolate.
Oh, I like that. Okay, that one I like.
They do good. Shirazolate done.
All right. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, we absolutely want your messages in, but now that sounds like a good one.
You're on Joy.
Joy.
We are in the midst of renaming Adelaide or South Australia. Mm-hmm.
Brendan has just sent in a message saying, you know what? Screw this. I'm from Adelaide and I take a lot of pride in calling it Rads. It's such a whiny bottom state move trying to shut it down.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is so true. Now, Paul from Murray Bridge, which is pretty close to good old Radelaide, mm-hmm. has messaged in saying it's Gaylaide, but Gaylaide. If you spice it up and said Later Gay.
Later Gay. Ooh, okay. I mean, if that's true, I should go and visit.
Later Gay. Mm-hmm.
Pick things up. Okay, this is a great message that we've gotten in, and it's just one thing in inverted commas.
Still crap. Look, not entirely wrong. This one has come through from John. I would say this is a bit controversial, this one. John said last time I was there were cyclists everywhere, so decided to call it Pedalade?
And I don't think that quite hits the way you want the word to. Perhaps instead we could, instead of pedalade, we could call it lycralade.
Yes! Or cyclade.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Because, let's be honest, pedalade sounds like there's just pedophiles.
It's not the direction we want the state to be going in. But enough about the city of churches. Boom, tish. All this hoopla when Radelaide is the perfect thing to call South Australia.
Yeah, look, I think from now on they've just opened a whole can of worms and it's going to be everything but Adelaide or South Australia.
Can of worms are laid.
Can of worms are laid. Okay. I'd work it.
Joy.
It's 3 minutes past eight on your Monday morning. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. And coming up, we're going to be speaking to Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue, but we've gotten a few more calls in for suggestions for renaming Adelaide. Tim from Hawthorne has said, what about Cabaret, which is like cabaret. Oh, no, I like that. There is the Cabaret Festival. And Simo has said, look, it's a weird city in a weird state full of weird people, so I reckon Adelaide should just be called Weirdsville. Well, that's a choice in itself, isn't it, Simo? You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. Coming up, should you have your dog on a lead at the park? How does it work? This is Back to Your Heart by Delta Goodrum.
Joy.
It is 3 minutes to nine. It is time for us to wrap it up. But before we do,
we've had some resolution to the Shirazalade, Radelaide, City of Churches situation.
Yes, look, I messaged the dads in Adelaide and I said, look, we've been told we're not allowed to call it Radelaide anymore. Any suggestions? And Matt has responded saying it was a stunt that has backfired. So maybe we could call it the City of Poor Publicity Stunts.
Yeah, poor publicity laid.
I think that's a great way to wrap it up for your Monday.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, but Dixie is on the decks to keep the tunes rocking and rolling.
Oh my gosh, that means it's only going to be a whole lot of fun because Danny will be joining Dixie as they do, making absolute menaces of the station. Don't go anywhere. We'll catch you again tomorrow morning. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.